The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
Welcome to Radio Row, Pro Football Network here at Mandalay Bay. I have the distinct pleasure to talk with Bert Kreischer right here. Bert, what do you think of this atmosphere?
Oh, this is, you know what I think. This is overwhelming. I feel bad for people that don't love stuff. Like, you know, you see the haters online that just hate things. Me and you are fans of this. And to be a fan of whatever you're a fan of, but for us it's football, and to walk by Shannon Sharp, Rob Gronkowski, Derek Brooks, Dan Marino, and to see them in person, man, I'll never lose that, and I'm so lucky I have it.
So I'll be honest. I was walking here this morning from the Excalibur, and I was nervous because I was afraid you were going to be shirtless and that I was going to have to be shirtless. So I'm like, am I really going to go? And I asked the CEO for permission to take my shirt off if you took yours off. So speaking of which, I'm glad your shirt is on. Jason Kelce, he stole your bit. Your thoughts on him stealing your thunder there in the playoff game.
Bro, forget that. Let's talk about New Heights. Their podcast is better than my podcast. They're not supposed to be broadcasters. They're just supposed to be meatheads. And me and Tom are professional comedians, and they're cleaning up over there. No, we called out the Kelce brothers on Two Bears before that, and then when he took his shirt off, I got hit up so much. Everyone was like, you were at the game? And I was like, no.
That's now, have you been to a game in Buffalo?
No, I haven't.
Would you want to go to a game in Buffalo?
100%.
What would you do at a game in Buffalo?
I would. So my assistant's from Buffalo. First of all, I'm wearing a Gabe Davis jersey, without a doubt, and I'm going through a table.
Fire's on there.
I'm going through a table.
Shirt off.
I would be tarps off the entire time in the cold. I'd want the snow. I want steam coming off my body because I'm a sweater. Yeah, I would. There's a lot of things like. I'd love to go to a lot of games and stadiums. Like the stadiums these days, you know, I do this when we do arenas. I in the mornings, I'll go up with a coffee and a Zen, and it's almost like being in the Grand Canyon. You forget how beautiful these coliseums are that they built for our entertainment. There's a lot of places I'd like to go. SoFi is amazing. We just wrote Allegiant on the floor for Players Night on Monday. Overwhelming.
Have you been to Jerry World in Dallas?
No.
It's the biggest thing I've ever seen.
See, that's one of, I got like a short list of dudes I want to party with. He's one of them.
He is.
Yeah, him, Kim Jong-un, and Vladimir Putin.
I was at a blackjack table once, and they had to drive to Oklahoma because there was no casinos in Texas. And I'm looking over, and I'm at $10 blackjack. It's my jam. And I look over, and it was this kid. $10 blackjack. Smashed.
No way.
Right there. I'm like, why is Jones's kid at a $10 table?
Well, that's good parenting right there. Listen, I hope my daughters don't think they made the money. I hope my daughters realize that was dad's work. Girls, if you're watching, $10 blackjack, okay?
So we talk about Jason Kelce taking his shirt off. Now let's go Taylor Swift. Good for the game?
Buddy.
Good for the game.
Good for the United States of America. She's ours. They don't have that over in ISIS. They don't got a Taylor Swift. She writes her own songs. She's got a great family around her. Her dad is a genius. You know her dad? When she started touring, her dad's like, you know, it's hard getting buses. I'm going to buy a bunch of buses. That's who you rent your buses from, is Taylor Swift's dad. She is everything that embodies this great about this country. And what's great is if we play our cards right, America, and be cool in the comments section and be cool with media, we'll get a Kelce Swift child that is gonna blow this world away. That'll be our next president, who is a starting tight end, who could sing and dance country. I mean, we get that child. I love Taylor Swift, man. I got two little girls, and Taylor Swift was on play nonstop, her, Katy Perry, and Lady Gaga, and I'm not even gonna lie, our song by Taylor Swift is, it makes me cry. I'm gonna cry. She's awesome. Yeah. Buddy, I cry so easy these days. You put enough tequila in me a night and give me not enough sleep, I'm on the edge all the time.
When I told my 7-year-old daughter where I was going, she said, take me with you, but you have to let me be in Taylor Swift's skybox. That's all I needed to do, was get her in the Super Bowl skybox.
Listen, McCaffrey can't afford a skybox. He's playing in the game. Guy makes $13 million a year. He can't afford the Super Bowl. Listen, I know you're not supposed to say this. It is, I don't know, it's for the 1%. I make a lot of money. Last year, I spent, everyone slow down right now, $120,000 for six mediocre seats. It was my gift to the comics, Shane Gillis, Mark Norman, Big J Okerson, and my buddy Tony Hernandez, produced all of my spouse. It was my gift to them for doing the show. And buddy, I ate way too many edibles, I got way too drunk, and I held onto the seat thinking gravity had forgotten me.
Do you remember who won?
I know the Eagles did not, because Shane Gillis tried to fight every Chiefs fan on the way out.
What did you do after the game?
Overpaid for an Uber, and went to a bar with Gabe Davis, and almost got into a fight with this drunk woman.
So, a good night.
It was a good night for me. Yeah, this year I'm going to do the show at the MGM Grand Garden Arena with Tommy, and then I think I'm going to hop in my bus at like 4 in the morning, just spill myself into there, drive back to LA, put some wings on the smoker, and watch the game the way America should. Listen, commercials are, you don't get the commercials when you go to the game. You don't get, the halftime show sucked last year from the stadium.
You excited for Usher this year?
Buddy, Usher delivers. Usher? Let's say Drake delivers. Holy cow, did you see that picture? But yeah.
I was at a bachelor party in Atlanta, VIP style, and got kicked out of my seats because Usher's people wanted it. I got kicked out for Usher.
It's a good story.
Good.
It's a good story. Listen, that's as close as we get to greatness sometimes.
As close as I got.
Yeah.
So, you're a Bucks guy.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield.
Love him.
Want him back.
I want him back so bad.
Can you get it done for them?
I bet I've got, he's over there. I'm going to go make it happen.
Tell him.
I love Baker Mayfield. I love the way he plays. I love everything about that guy. I love everything about that guy. More people should embody a little bit of him in their life.
So we're in New Orleans next year for the Super Bowl. What do the Bucks need to do to get you to go to New Orleans as a fan in the stands, edibles and all, to watch Baker Mayfield have that?
Oh, if the Bucks are in this, if the Bucks are in New Orleans, I will spend a quarter of my salary. I think it's more than that. Now that I'm doing the math, a quarter of my salary to get a skybox, and I'm filling it with all my favorite comedians.
Will you invite Christian McCaffrey?
100%. 100%. Christian McCaffrey, listen, you forget, like, there's a cool little community that's happening. I don't know if everyone knows, but, like, Bustin' with the Boys kind of started it. It's like this group of athletes that are all bros, and they all like to party. We do the Beer Olympics every year. We all just drink beer for one full day. And Christian McCaffrey is one of those. George Kittle's one of those. The dudes that are in that are all like chill dudes that come to your comedy shows. They have great senses of humor. And so, yeah, I.
How many beers did you get down in
there? That was a rough day. That was a rough day for me.
One day.
Well, it starts with chugging three beers, and I chugged three beers in 12 seconds. And, it was, yeah. By the way, Taylor Lewan killed three beers in 6 seconds. These guys are savages. Savages.
Three beers. That's a night for me.
David, back to Hari, I always mess his name up.
Yeah.
He did it in 4 seconds. And that was to start the day. And at the end of the day, we all killed another three beers. I was so bloated that day. I spent the day in the pool trying to get my ankles to unswell and my ring off my finger. My watch hurt. Like, I was so bloated that day. I was 275 pounds.
Did you pee in the pool?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's Taylor's pool. Yeah. Yeah, Taylor, I pissed in your pool.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl?
49ers. I think it's going to be a big game for the 49ers. I think everyone's going to be stunned.
You expect a blowout?
25 points.
They're going to win by 25.
That's what I'm saying.
Someone tell me what Niners 25 plus is on the prop market. Got to be 100 to 1, 120 to 1.
That's the money I put down.
You did.
You know, I almost put $10,000 down on the Bucks to go to the Super Bowl at the very beginning of the season. I'll tell you why. The payout was $1 million. That's why you gamble. You don't gamble to make your money back or to break even. You gamble for the big payday. Listen, go to those sports books lines right now and find the crazy odds. First of all, bet on the coin toss. That's a quick one. Start your day off right.
Heads or tails?
Heads. Why? Always heads. I've always been heads.
Tails never fails, though.
Well, now when you say it that way. Yesterday, I almost put $1,000 on black, and my wife put $25 on red. I go, what are you doing? She goes, what? This way, we'll both win. And I went, no, honey. It's our money, and there's $1,000 or your $25. And freaking red hit.
My wife stood behind me at a blackjack table when I had 13 and the dealer had a 4. She goes, you got a hit. I go, no, no, you understand.
Don't.
They have a 10 under there. She goes, well, you don't know that. You have a 3, they have a 4, you got a hit. I'm like, no, no, they have a 10. How do you know? You just do.
They, I got a better one for you. I played blackjack with my mom and my two sisters one time. And after the 5th hand, my mom says, are we playing him or each other? I said, we're playing against him, mom. And then my sister goes, oh, we were just trying to beat each other. I go, no, guys, we're playing one person. No wonder you're all hemorrhaging money.
So when you're at the table, and I was joking with my guys, because I always have the anchor seats. Have to.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Me too.
First time this week, I sat and someone else is at the anchor spot.
And
made a mistake, and my boss had to restrain me from reaching over the table and choking the guy.
Dealer's got a 6. Anchor seats got a 13.
Don't hit.
Thank you. Did you hear that? Did you guys hear that?
Don't hit.
He was our anchor seat the other day, and he was like, yeah, but I don't have 21. And I was like, that's not how we play. We need him to bust.
Now, do you, and I know the answer, dealer's got 7, 8, 9, 10 showing. You got 16.
I hit.
Every time.
I hit every time. Every time.
Too many people stare at it. Don't stare at it. Hit.
No, hit. It's not, listen. You're not there for the money. You're there for the gamble. You're there for the sparkle that gambling gives you.
What is your ideal blackjack table? Who are you playing?
Oh, we have it today. We have a blackjack tournament today. Me and Tom, we've got Baker Mayfield's coming. We've got, I think Jason Kelsey's coming. We've got Taylor Lewan. We got Will Compton. We've got, everyone's coming to our blackjack tournament. And I will get on Taylor Lewan's table. I want him in pole position. Because that man knows how to play.
If there's an opening.
And I want Dana White there.
If there's an opening, I want in.
Okay. We've got invites.
I want in.
Yeah.
I'm in unless Dan Marino walks by.
Well, it's a $10,000 buy-in.
Can we expense it?
The company count on it.
All right, we're going to expense that. You hear that, Matt? We're expensing that. $10,000 blackjack tournament. I'm guaranteeing a win.
Thank you.
This is awesome, Brett.
Thank you so much.
This is awesome. Bert Kreischer, Pro Football Network, profootballnetwork.com. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.